Good Monday morning, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome back to our e-course and organic approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. Believe it or not, we're on lesson 10, only two more after this lesson, and this week's lesson is called, Do You Have a Plane Ticket for That Baggage? Also, our quote for this week is by Jewel, and she says, Loving someone else is always so much easier, but I'd hold myself hostage in the mirror. Have you ever pulled someone else's suitcase off the luggage carousel at the airport's baggage claim? Sure you have. We all have. They all look the same. Then you see the name on the luggage tag or compare the numbers on the tag to the ones on your ticket and realize it's not your bag. So you put it back, right? You don't carry it home with you, do you? Of course not. Nothing would fit. It's not your baggage. Ah, but how much emotional baggage that doesn't belong to you are you carrying around? Good heavens, we have enough of our own already. We don't need any more. Oh, but we do love to carry other people's baggage, don't we? It's easier to rant about the dirty politicians, dish about what celebrity is cheating on her husband, fret about why your best friend's daughter would choose those dresses for her wedding, worry about how your perfectly capable 40-year-old daughter is going to survive post-divorce, or listen to the friend or family member who always has some drama going on than to deal with your own life. And God forbid you're a fixer or a helper, because then you want to get in there and not only tell them how to do it, but you want to fix it for them. I drove myself crazy doing this kind of stuff for years. But these things are none of your business. And frankly, they don't usually affect your life directly. Why spend your time and energy on them? The only person who should carry someone else's baggage is a porter or a bellboy, not you. I know, we all wish we could cure the woes of the world, and we wish we could help all of our friends and family members be happy and carefree, but we can't. Turn off the news. Quit reading the newspapers. Don't take every phone call from the friend who's the energy vampire. In other words, mind your own beeswax. Oh, I can feel the righteous indignation from you bubbling through the phone. But, someone needs to help. How will I keep up with world events? That you have no control over, by the way. If I don't read the papers, if I don't watch the TV news, how will my son, daughter, mom, aunt, brother, best friend get through it if I'm not there for them all the time? Funny, I have found that the world and our governments will continue to function with or without my help. I stopped watching news and reading newspapers years ago, and the stress factor immediately diminished. The less I knew, the less I could worry about, get angry about, and feel helpless about. It was a huge relief. Focus your involvement locally where you can really make a difference and you're not shouldering Atlas's load. Get involved in an organization that focuses on something you're passionate about. As far as the personal side, remember that no one really likes advice. They may ask for it, but they don't want it any more than you want it when you ask for it. And guess what? They're never going to do it your way. Everyone wants to do it their own way, even if they reinvent the wheel. And one more thing, when you carry someone else's baggage, you're saying that they can't manage by themselves. My son Dylan, when he was little and I would try to help him do something, would say, No, I want to do it by my own. Let the world, your family, your friends do it by their own. Honor and encourage their inner wisdom as you nurture yours. Now, as I always remind you, you may want to go back through and listen or reread the lesson to be sure you got all the points that you'd like to hear. And this week, we have a couple of questions for pondering or journaling. Number one, are you carrying the emotional baggage of someone in your life, a family member, a friend, a coworker? If so, how can you lovingly let go of it and allow them to handle it on their own? Number two, what other baggage are you carrying that you have no control over, such as world or community events or problems? What can you do to truly help, yet let go of the worry and angst about the parts you can't do anything about? And that concludes our lesson 10, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week for lesson 11. This is Lisa. Have a great week. Bye-bye.